Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about whether or not you should be using private money or partnering with others to grow your business. Let's be real here. It doesn't matter who you are or what your net worth looks like. At some point, you will run out of money, and you'll either have to put the brakes on and save your money back up, or you'll have to go out and get money from somewhere else. So today we're going to talk about the pros and cons of both and help you make a decision. Before we do that, though, I did want to talk about the meetup we have coming with Texas Land Investors Live. It's going to be an awesome event, guys. We've rented out a space at Top Golf here in Fort Worth. We're going to have guest speakers. We're going to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner catered. We've got a golf social. We're going to go over everything land. It's going to be an amazing time.
Yeah, it's coming together to be a great event. And I know you were hesitant on me, and I threw it on you, Adam. I do apologize about that.
Well, I'm growing.
You're growing. You're growing. Yeah. And I think that people need to see the man behind the mic.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Yeah, I think the cool thing about it for me, and the one thing I'm super excited about, or like uber excited about, is the live podcast we're going to shoot there.
Well, we've talked about that. We keep talking about it. I'm really excited about that, too. That's gonna be growing for us, though, and it's gonna be something new.
Yeah, I think it's great because it gives our listeners the ability to know that, hey, we are real people. We're here. We're gonna do it live with you, and you'll be able to see it, hear it, feel it. Ask us questions. I've had a couple guys say, "Oh, I'm gonna sit in the front row and I'm gonna roast y'all," and I say, "Bring it," because we're human. If we don't know the answer, we'll get back to you.
Well, hopefully there's going to be enough land investors there. Somebody should know the answer.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's what it's turning out to be is a collective group. You know, we've got some new land investors that are just getting interested in it. They're wanting to jump into this and they don't know how that's actually going to be or what they're going to do with it and how that's going to work. But we're seeing some pretty experienced guys get signed up and ready to go.
Yeah, and I'm real excited. It's going to be an awesome event.
I had somebody reach out and I'm not going to say their name, but they wanted to know if it'd be a good fit for them to come speak at it, and they are 40 plus years in the land business, multiple millions of dollars generated, and it's a generational land business. So they asked if we thought they'd be a good fit, and I said, you may not be, but I can make sure you're there because your wealth of knowledge is just going to blow all of us out of the water.
Yeah, I would definitely say that they're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we said, yeah, come on. But yeah. No, I think it's an awesome thing for me is that we see that, you know, our little podcast is reaching probably close to 40, 45 of the states now out of 50 states. And then we're starting to reach other countries. You know, when you see European people following it because they want to hear what we have to say about land investing, you know, the EU is great. I spent last weekend trying to win tickets again to Tomorrowland in Belgium. Since you won't let me do a techno land investing meetup, then I have to dream about Tomorrowland. And I'll do that tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Central Time. I'll be standing in virtual line trying to get my tickets.
Well, fun. Good for you. I'm going to leave it at that. Yeah.
That's wrong. Yeah. So we'll just take it back. March 2nd, Texas Land Investors is hosting with Casual Fridays REI.
Yep.
And I think people get hung up on the Topgolf part. They're like, we're just going to play Topgolf all day? No, we're going to talk land all day from 9 to 5. And then from 5 to 7, we're Topgolfing it, eating dinner, drinking some drinks.
Don't let the golfing part scare you either, because this is like a really high-tech, like driving range. It's kind of like bowling. It's like darts. It's like everything, and you don't have to be good at golf to get out there and have a lot of fun.
No, we've had tons of fun there. Tons of fun. I won't refer to our bachelor brunch we had a few years back there. We had so much fun.
Yeah, we won't talk about that. What we will talk about is partnerships and private money.
Partnerships and private money. Yeah. You know, one of the things we do every day with Plum, and this is the only time I'm going to mention, you know, Plum as a company throughout this, because we partner on so many deals. I want to say we hit, I'm going off recollection here, but without looking at the numbers, but 21 deals we partnered on this month. And, you know, It's partnerships are great. They do have their challenges. They do have their cost and things like that. You know, and private money is great too, but they each have their own spot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as I said, I mentioned Plum once, and we do partner on deals. So I would consider that with me being a resident on Finance Friday with the Land Academy team on the Land Academy podcast, me being brought onto the Millennial's Guide to Real Estate Investing. It dropped this previous Monday. So go check those two out if you want to talk about, you know, financing deals and kind of deals we do on the funding side. You know, listen to both those podcasts and you'll get to see it. But, you know, so I'd say I'm pretty good about answering partnership deals. You know, I could talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, before we do that, let's talk about private money.
Okay.
Because you've recently been using private money for some of your housing.
Yep. And I've used it on some land deals too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I do have some private money that in some instances I'll use private money on land deals. And it's the difference between the private money and the partnership stuff is we do private money. I'm on interest from the moment I take it.
Yeah. And jumping right in, I would say that's probably the biggest downfall of it, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're on the juice. So while your cash outlay may be less, you still have money that you're putting out every month to carry that note.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing here is because when you take a loan with the private money, it doesn't matter if it's from a bank, it doesn't matter if it's from another individual, mm-hmm. you immediately have to start paying on it.
Yep.
Right? First of all, that adds stress. Mm-hmm. But second of all, it limits your exit strategy, especially in land, because you can't just refinance out of that and then you can't rent the land.
Yeah, I mean, technically, I guess you could lease a land, but land leases don't pay.
Right.
They're really, really not good.
Well, if you got a $1,200 a month loan for land, you're probably not going to find a land lease that pays.
No, you're exactly right.
You're
exactly right. And you know, the private money, their return, their guarantee is that you're going to pay it. They're doing that on you. And if you don't, they take the land from you. And that's, they have no risk. Their risk is they get stuck with a piece of land. They've got to deal with it, but they've already paid for it.
Yeah. And most of them aren't in the business of selling real estate, so they don't want to see you fail, but they're going to take that from you if you don't make the payment.
No, you're exactly
They're right. going to get their money back, whereas opposed to like a partnership.
They're in the risk with you.
They're in it with you. If they put up the money because you found the deal, now if the deal fails, like then they fail also, yep. right? So that they're more vested, like they have more interest in it. Like they're pushing more for your success.
Yeah, no, I have a private money guy that I use for houses. And he's been watching our land business, the success we've had, and he's been super interested. And he's like, the other day we were having a meeting, and he's like, so what's it going to take to change your life there? Do I need $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $1 million? And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not going to pay you 10% interest. No. And he's like, but I mean, that's kind of our deal. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's not. It's kind of expensive. But in the right situation, is it worth it? You know, if I found a piece of property that's worth buy it for $400,000, and it's worth $1.5 million. You know, and I tell this guy, hey, I need to get this money from you, and I have to pay him 10% interest, and you spread that out, and I know I can sell it in less than a year, but I know I can sell it in 6 months to a guy for $800,000. I mean, it makes sense, because the cash outlay there is expensive, except for I can leverage that with a little bit of money every month. So there's a place for it.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think you're a little bit more risk tolerant than I am.
Yeah.
Like, I probably wouldn't take a $400,000 loan for $1 million property, if it's just one property.
You know?
If there was like a group of like 5 or 10 properties, and I know all I could do is sell one or two to get the money back, that would be a situation where I would look at
private money.
Mm-hmm. But I would mostly try and steer clear of it.
Yeah, no, I get that. And that's the hard thing about it is I think there's a place and people want a black or white answer.
Mm-hmm.
And especially being newer in the land investing niche, you see some of the people that are uber successful for a long time, they have found that the creative financing side for them has what's made the difference for them in their business.
Yeah, I totally see that, right? Because like, I've never met a really rich person that didn't get creative in their financing, like using other people's money.
Yep.
I think as we grow in our businesses, though, and people see what you're doing, you attract money so that you can build those partnerships.
Oh, dude, you hit the nail on the head with that one. I think in the last, say, 2 months, I've had several capital guys that I've known and through my real estate endeavors, and now it's like, hey, man, can I put a couple $100,000 to work with you? Can I put 200? Can I put 300,000? What will make the difference? And I'm like, I don't really need it now. Like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's funny because they want to make that 10% or that 12%. And normally they're leveraging it against somebody else's money. They're getting 6%. They're betting a 4-6% profit margin that you're just going to pay them.
Mm-hmm. So I think, I don't know if that got kind of confusing, but like you're saying that they want to partner with you, and their cut of that would be 10%.
Yep.
But then they are borrowing money to get that 10%, mm-hmm. and they're paying 4%.
4 to 6%,
and
yeah.
they're taking the difference.
And they're taking a difference. It's arbitrage.
Yeah. So there's two different sides there, right? There's the partnership with you, mm-hmm. and there's the private money on their end.
Well, it's private money, private money. It's not a partnership. It's private money, private money.
But aren't y'all partnering?
Like, no, they just want interest.
Well, I guess that could be like a partnership, right? One partner takes 10%, one takes 90%.
No, not off the equity. It's a 10% interest for the loan.
I'm not saying this one in particular.
Okay, yeah. You could do it that way.
Yeah. I'm saying any partnership in general, right? Yep. It's all about the split, whatever they're comfortable with, yep. whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
I know some people take 50%, but they take all the risk.
Mm-hmm.
Others are more comfortable with 10, 15, 20%.
Yeah, sometimes those partnerships, as you see the lower interest rate, is you're paying them a preferred interest rate throughout the time. So it's 10%, you know, APR, and then when you sell, they get usually a little bonus or a kick.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're actually having to pay the juice on somebody else at that time. So there's so many different ways to do this and so many different manipulations, whether it's partnership, private money, how it all works together, you know, whether it's institutional or from your aunt or uncle, you know, there's no end to creativity to it, but there is good and bad ways with both, you know. On a private money, sometimes they charge you points. Why would they charge you points? You know, it's because they want to guarantee a return. So if you take the money, buy the deal, and sell it in a week, and they're paying your 10% interest, well, you get they don't want a week's worth of 10% interest.
Yeah, I've never really liked that. I always hate the fact when you, like, you know, when you do homes or something, and you take a hard money loan, and they want 2 points, 3 points, whatever they want up front. I'm like, that
gets to you.
That gets me, man.
Yeah, no, I had one guy. He's like, we charge. I think they were 12-2, and I'd done some stuff with him. He's like, but, you know, I mean, we're pretty comfortable with you. We can go a half and 10. And I'm like, okay, keep talking. I'm listening. You know, it's where you get to where it's more of about seeing your business be successful than providing the capital for you. But, you know, being instead of being into it for the money, they've got a vested interest in you at that point.
Mm-hmm. And if those that don't know, I think a half and 10 means half a point up front and 10%
yep.
interest.
Yep. No, exactly.
Which, for a hard money loan, that's really good.
Smoking deal. It's a smoking deal.
That helps you grow your housing. So whatever you're using that hard money for, that helps you out a lot.
Yep.
A lot more, because you imagine doing 2, 3, 4 deals at a time and you're paying a point or two up front, your outlay of money is pretty high.
Yeah, and the hard thing about private money and land, though, is who out there is doing private money other than your aunt, your uncle, the dentist that you know because he likes your land business? You know, unless it's a personal relationship, there's not institutions out there doing private money on land.
No, I definitely don't know of any. And that would be, it would be interesting because so many people are doing hard money or private money for homes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine? I don't know if I can imagine paying hard money on a land deal.
I've run the model, and I don't feel like I'm being true to myself at that point. I feel like I'm being the guy in the bank that's giving you free popcorn, but just taking it out of your pocketbook. Mm. I got you free popcorn, but I need 3 points.
You are those analogies again.
Yeah, I know.
So we're talking fajitas or popcorn today.
We're talking popcorn now, man. you're killing my vibe. I told you it's been a great month so far.
Hey, if I can't jab at you, who can?
Yeah, I know. That's fair. I like that. You know, a couple other things on private money versus hard money, you know, you are hard money and partnerships, you know, a true partnership has a vested interest in your success.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are aligning yourself with somebody that's just there for the money, that there's a value in somebody being aligned with you to help you be successful, because your team is going to do better than you on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to remember that.
Yeah. I love partnerships, right? Because you'll never miss out on a good deal for lack of funding.
Yep.
And when you partner with someone that has that money, and you're not on the juice every single month. You don't have to make a payment. It's that security is there. It relieves some stress. You both work hard to get it sold, and then you split the money. And then if that person makes, you know, if they're happy with their return, well, then now you've got a lifetime investor with you.
Yeah, no, you've taken the words out of my mouth. I remember one of the investors I worked with was we did KSN together, and he saw our work ethic. We both put quite a bit of money into that. And then when I moved into land, he was like, dude, I know your work ethic. Just if you need something, just let me know. And he invested a little bit. It's not much. It was like $6,000. In his first year, when he saw $18,000 come back off of six, he's just like, okay, how much more do we need? And I'm like, well, we don't really need anything right now. Come on, man. Don't hold out on me now, you know? So, and it wasn't a huge investment, but sometimes it's the small investments like that, the partnerships like that, that you both have a defined role, and it may be a silent partner that throws a little bit of cash at you to just to give you that support and show that, hey, we know you can do it. It's that boost of confidence. We've got faith in you. And sometimes that's all we need as an entrepreneur. We need that extra push to move the needle, and knowing that, hey, whether it could be your dad that says, hey, I love your idea. I think it's great. Let's run with it. Let's put a little money behind it and see what you can do. Because, you know, we all find those moments in our life where we just need somebody to have a little bit of confidence in us.
I agree. I think that's a good place to start summarizing everything.
Yeah. Private money is about interest and juice.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to get. Mm-hmm. Just take into consideration, you're going to have to start paying on it. And yep. you stand to make more of the cut.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, for some reason, can't, then you're going to lose the entire deal. They're going to take it from you.
Yeah. Can you hang on through the deal?
Yeah. Does it make sense?
Yep.
Partnerships, they're in the deal with you.
Yep. They're in bed with you. They take on the risk.
Yeah. I don't know if one is better than the other. I mean, people are making money off of each.
Mm-hmm.
Find what works for you.
Yeah. I think every situation could go either way. It could have ups and downs, but if you're a true low money person and you need a partner that has equity or a net worth, sometimes that partnership works better than private money. Because if you only have a grand, and you know, your carry costs are going to be $1,000 a month, you only got 1 month of survival there.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to ask yourself. And can you afford those payments?
Cool. All right. I think that's it. You got anything else?
No, I think that's great.
All right, guys. Well, hopefully you got something out of that can, you know, help you keep growing your business no matter what, which way you choose to go. Before we sign off today, though, I'd like to ask you to go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us, and like, rate, and subscribe to the show. We're growing. We see you guys doing it, and we really appreciate that. Also, make sure you're going to Facebook or Instagram. Find us on there. We're at Casual Fridays, REI. We're pretty active on there. So reach out if you have any questions, or if you want to hear us talk about anything on the show, just put it on there, and we'll make sure we get to it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. I'll see you Monday.